It's a long, drawn-out story, ending up with a bay in this community. But briefly, it started in with the bay wishing to establish in this area, but knowing at the time that the people here were not trapping orientated. So someone in Winnipeg thought that the best plan would be to introduce a group of people who are more aligned to this type of operation, like trapping and providing for the families through this means. And I approached a group in Cape Dorset, and after the negotiations, they got several families to agree to be transported from their settlement to another area. Now, the area chosen at the time was not Spence Bay, a place called Port Dundas on Devon Island was the chosen location. However, after just establishing the post there, the government made the whole island a game reserve, which in effect said no trapping and no hunting in this this preserve. So they closed down shop and moved to another location called Port Leopold, which is in the extreme tip of Somerset Island. And for some reason, which I never really got the details on, the things didn't quite work out. I was talking to one of the Lyles the other day, and he says that Nipishaw Lyle, who was one of the original Dorsets to come across here, she indicated that it was a poor location for a store, and they decided after a year or so's operation to close that one down. Then, after a bit of surveying, they chose a place which they established and called Fort Ross, after the explorer, and this turned out to be an excellent location. You know, if ever was a place in the Arctic, it could be called the land of milk and honey. Fort Ross, Bobby, is it? They have game in abundance, and everything seemed to be going for them. However, they reckoned without the ice. Ice conditions are very bad, and they had, of course, a supply ship called the Inescope, and it was a combined supply ship come icebreaker. It was strengthened. It wasn't a pure icebreaker. But after numerous tries, they couldn't get in 1 year, and this extended to 2 years. They couldn't resupply Fort Ross. It was just a combination of bad natural elements, and they says this is untenable. We have to move again. So they shut up store, and after surveying with the aircraft that they had at the time, which was a PBY or a Camsel, they chose Spence Bay, and we've been here ever since. And during all these shenanigans, the people from Dorset has been moving with the fortunes of the Hudson's Bay Company. Eventually they landed here, which had an indigent population. At the places that they were before, they were practically, except for Fort Ross, where they met certain of the people from this area, they were more or less on their own. But now, of course, they're established here. We have been since 1947, and touch wood, everything's gone well, and except for the initial teething troubles with regard to one group being a little bit offset with the habits and ways of life of the other, they've merged now and formed the community of Spence Bay.